You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Today we have with us Derek Awesome. He's the Director of Events and Development for Randall House D6 Family Ministries. And Derek, it's so good to have you here today, my friend.
It's good to be here.
Well, in a couple of weeks, there's a lot of young people and old people
that are
going to be heading down to Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
What can we expect with the National Youth Conference?
Yeah, I don't know. This may be one of the best things that we do, I think, as a denomination, just bringing everybody together in Birmingham, young and old. And this is my second year to get the opportunity to do the Vertical 3 Conference, and we're excited. Our theme for this year is 14-6, which is patterned after John 14:6, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we're going to have messages from preschool all the way through high school centered kind of around that topic. Because what an important topic in our culture today to instill in the young people in our denomination that Jesus is the only way and that he is life and that he is truth. And so we're excited. We got services planned, CTS competition planned, and we're just excited about what the Lord's going to do at the Vertical 3 Conference this year.
So I know this is hard to believe, but let's say hypothetically there's someone on the fence. Should I go? Should I not? Should they go?
They absolutely should go. There is literally something for everyone at the Vertical 3 Conference, from preschoolers all the way through high school students and even youth workers and parents in our seminar tracks that we have going on from the various agencies sponsoring seminars, some very practical how-tos and tools that can help them in parenting, grandparenting, and in their local church ministry. So they should absolutely make it to Birmingham. And I would even go so far to say, even if you could only come maybe for a day or two, I think it would be worth your time and your investment financially to come and see the denomination, reconnect with people, and to get some helpful tools for life and ministry.
That's great. So there's like 90 workshops, 90 seminars that are there. You can't go to all 90.
You cannot.
Some in Spanish, so that's not going to work for some of our people. But you can pick things out. You can bring others along and get your staff kind of getting into a lot of, in some areas they call it continuing education, but you're learning new skills and so forth.
Yeah, excited about that.
And you've got kids. They didn't participate this year. Especially on Monday, there's all kinds of competition.
That's right.
To check out.
That's right. Monday and Tuesday, actually. And so I think it'd be neat if you're interested in the CTS Ministry Expo, but maybe for whatever reason you're not competing this year, man, come and check that out. Be a spectator. Encourage those people who are doing that and just kind of observe, ask questions, connect with our wonderful team who can answer any questions that you might have about CTS Ministry Expo. Because it's not about the winners and losers in CTS Ministry Expo. It's about hiding God's word in our heart that we might not sin against him. It's about using the talents that the Lord has given us for his glory and the good of the church. And so I would just encourage folks, even if you're not competing, you can still come and there are things for you. We have some times during the day for our young folks where they can go to kids choir, they can do crafts. We have a kids corner with games and fun and activities that free up mom and dad and youth workers to go get some of that training from the seminars. And just we really try to think of everything so that we can offer something literally for all ages at the Vertical 3 Conference.
So there's a lot with the conference. There's a lot with the national.
Yeah.
We've been to Birmingham a few times.
Yeah.
What are some things they could check out before or after?
Yeah, Birmingham is really a pretty neat city. There's a lot of different things that they can be involved with. One of the things that this is not unique necessarily to Birmingham, but something that we offer at Randall House is something called Serve the City.
Yes.
It's a lot like what we do on Saturday with Impact Birmingham, but it's more geared for families or youth groups to go and do service projects throughout the city of Birmingham. And so that's coming back this year. We were not able to do that in Memphis because of some COVID protocols and things, but it's back in Birmingham, and we're just going to get an opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And so we can go out into the city of Birmingham, serve them, make an impact for the gospel, and just try to reach people for the kingdom. But they could also do things. There's plenty to do with zoos and museums and sporting events, and I even think some theater-type productions that they could purchase tickets to and be involved in. And so there's just a lot to do, and just kind of an action-packed week there in Birmingham in
That's
July.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I know there's a professional soccer team. They brought up Saturday afternoon, I believe it is, 6:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
But that someone could go right now to nafwb.org, look for information there.
That's correct.
They could also go to the Vertical 3 website.
Yeah, vertical3.com. For all the information, there's a couple ways that you can buy passes that get you into different attractions throughout the city, and we'll repost that to our social media accounts as well. That kind of like you pay one price and you can do various things throughout the city. So I would encourage people to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Now, you've got something special Tuesday night, right?
We do. The Vertical 3, we always host an event Tuesday night. It's a ticketed event. And we're having Byron Trimble, who is a kind of an entertainer, a comedian. He's actually one of our own. Grew up in Michigan. And he's going to be doing an event Tuesday night. And people can still purchase tickets on site for that. They'll be $15 a piece on site. And you can purchase them right up until the time of the event while supplies last. And we hope that everybody will take advantage of that. Just to kind of, we've got enough stress and things in our world right now. And that's just a really neat time to kind of sit back and let your hair down a little bit and relax and laugh.
There you go.
And so we want to encourage people to take advantage of that as well.
And it's not just for the kids.
It's not.
There'll be older people there as well.
That's right.
Go to the Vertical 3 website. Check that out.
That's right.
Try to get that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Derek. Thank you for what you guys do at Randall House, C6 Family Ministries. Thank you for the good work, the good ministry. And thank you to our listeners.
Yeah.
We want to encourage you to show up in Birmingham, be involved if you at all can, and take some other kids. Try to get them, help them to be involved as well. Because remember, we truly are better when we all work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ.